Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Thanks so much for staying with us. And a new report has come out saying perhaps it is better to look to watches, horology, than real estate. Let's speak to Michael Zakhariev, the co-founder of Luxity. Michael, thanks for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Before we get into the debate of which may be better, just talk to us about Luxity and the secondary market for luxury goods in South Africa and how that's growing.
Great, and thanks for great to be with you here again on Kaya Biz. So Luxity is Africa's largest pre-owned luxury reseller. What that means is we buy and sell secondhand luxury goods from Louis Vuitton handbags, Chanel, Hermes, Cartier jewelry, many other brands, up to 60 brands, and of course watches like Rolex, Hublot, and many other watches. Mm-hmm. And you know, as some of your listeners might know, the pre-owned luxury market is booming internationally. In fact, it's been growing at 3 times the rate of the new luxury market, and that's internationally as well as in South Africa. So it's really becoming this mainstream market. And what we'll talk about today a bit is the investment side of it. Of course, not all luxury goods or luxury items are investment pieces. However, there is this case that there are certain items that do make good investments.
Yeah, let's speak about that. I know, for instance, a Chanel bag, which I covet, is an investment because you are really going to find a Chanel bag that depreciates in price. There are certain of those models, like the classic flap one, that are going to increase in price. That Chanel doesn't also like. You can't just walk into Chanel shop and just buy one. And so there's a scarcity that comes with that, and there's this kind of allure, and people don't quite know what happens behind the curtain. When it comes to watches, you're saying you shouldn't just invest. You should have a sense of what you can and can't do. Just give us more tips about that.
Yes, I think like everything, especially if you're looking to invest and make money, you know, there's no easy wins. There's no quick wins. So really the number one rule really is it's about knowledge. You know, you can't really go out there knowing not much and just invest in the right Rolex. You need to know what the right watches are, you know, Rolex being one of the good brands to invest in. But then when we're looking at, you know, it's not just about the brand. It's additionally about the model. Am I investing in a model that is going to resell well? So, for example, Rolex, some people might think, let me buy a Rolex that has a lot of bling on it, a lot of diamonds. Mm. In fact, those generally resell quite a bit worse than something that's a bit more classic. Sometimes perhaps a limited edition that's in a certain color will resell at double, triple the price of that same watch in a plain black or in a more classic color. So it's really about understanding the dynamics of which Rolexes are more rare and which Rolexes in this case are more appealing. Of course, for a different brand like Hublot, there will be different rules. So really understanding the market dynamics of what you're doing is the number one important thing. Mm-hmm. The second thing, making sure you're purchasing it at a good price. Like with property, like your previous guest said, if you purchase the property at the wrong price, you know, you're not going to be able to resell it well. Same thing with a watch. You need to make sure that you're purchasing it at, you know, market value or preferably a discount to market value in order that when you sell it, you're able to realize that gain. And then, of course, the number one most important rule is you need to ensure what you're purchasing is authentic, because it is very easy to get tricked, especially if you're inexperienced, if you're looking for a deal, etc. There are a lot of scams out there. There are a lot of fakes. So you need to make sure you're buying it from a reputable source, like a dealer like Luxity or one of the other very reputable secondhand watch dealers, to ensure that what you're buying is actually what you're expecting to buy. You're not buying a fake, which is worthless.
Yeah, Michael, it's interesting. I had a conversation with the owner of Luxury Time a few months ago here in Kaya Biz, and he was saying that you shouldn't look at watches as an investment unless it's your almost your primary or very serious side hustle, because he said for the most part, when it comes to luxury items like watches, you should be buying to enjoy because there's no guarantee. There are the certain models, let's say a Cartier Tank, that's a classic that people have always wanted and want for years, maybe a Rolex Datejust or those classic models that you're speaking about. But there's no guarantees that you buy something and then you're going to be able to sell it at X price. Just take us through that or the counter to that.
Oh, yes, 100% agree with that for the most part. So, you know, these items aren't made to be investments specifically. Okay. They are made to be enjoyed. They are made to be worn. You know, they're not marketed by the original manufacturers as investments. So I agree with that. It's not made as an investment vehicle. There are risks to it. However, that being said, there has been a case, and it's been proven over time, that they do make good investments. And there's quite a few reasons for that. Number one is that they are generally made from precious metals. So right now, you know, generally precious metals are going upward. Gold, as we know now, is having a record run. So anything made out of gold is appreciating in value. Secondly, they are very good rand or dollar hedges because there's an international market. So if the rand is doing poorly, you're getting an outsized return from an investment in a Rolex or any of these other big watch brands. Mm-hmm. So that's something that's also helpful in the South African context. Of course, then you have the double effect of the gold going up at an exponential rate with the rand going up. So that's definitely helpful. And what happens and what's important to understand about luxury items, which many people are surprised about, is they sell at a discount or sometimes an appreciation to the current new price. So, for example, we showed that Rolex in South Africa was on average selling at 105% of the new price. So technically, if you bought a Rolex today, a brand new one, you could sell it for 5% more the same day you bought it if you could find a private sale. Now, what happens is you'll buy that item today, the gold price will go up next year, the rand will depreciate next year, and then on top of that, Rolex will put their prices up 10 or 12%. So all of those factors accumulate, and the new price next year might be, you know, 10, 15, 20% more, and then you're selling your watch that you've purchased a year ago percent more than the new price, which is 20% more. So that is kind of the dynamics of what we've seen happening in the market and why it's become quite a good investment. Now, of course, the caveat is you never know what's going to happen. As right. the previous speaker said, the demand for certain watch brands might drop. Certain brands might fall out of fashion, you know, and a variety of other factors. So in that case, the market can very easily and very drastically swing. But that is true for all investments.
Yeah.
So what the research and the studies are showing is that when we look at it over the longer term, that these watches actually have been outperforming. Whether that's the case going into the future, it is uncertain. However, it is there. The macroeconomic factors that are currently at play seem to suggest that this trend will continue. And that's why, for a lot of the time, it can be a good investment. Now, there are other benefits to it as well, which we can go into.
But yeah, Michael, I spoke about this report in the morning, the Clear Shopping Index report on Kaya Biz. Sizwe was like, he's not sure about this thing. On Kaya 95 Drive, I was telling Skumba about the conversation that you and I are going to be having. And he said, what is the point of having a watch if I don't have a home? And I love that this conversation has gotten people speaking about those, the property and watches. But I'm assuming you're not saying, you know, don't make any investment into property and just focus on watches. You're saying this may be a place to access more growth and quicker than an immovable property.
100%. And I think, you know, it goes to a point when I grew up, you know, you only really knew about property investments and perhaps shares or some kind of funds, etc. Mm-hmm. And what's really happened is, you know, as the internet's come around, people have greater access to information. They get to see all these different ways that people have been making money for many years, you know, art, jewelry or precious metals, watches, etc. These are, have always been a way of investing, a way of transferring wealth, etc., you know, an alternative way, that be it. But now, as more and more people are able to self-educate, they're able to access more of these alternative investments and weigh them up on their personal situation. For example, with the home, a home is a great investment. Of course, you want to invest in something you can live in. If something goes wrong, at least you have shelter, etc. But a home might not be a great investment, or a property might not be a great investment if you are going to move around a lot, because you can't take that home with you. Mm-hmm. And then your capital is tied up there. Whereas, for example, with the watch, one of the benefits is that it's easy to move around. If you change cities, you can take your watch with you. If you change countries, you can take your watch with you. So you're not you losing it, and your investment isn't specifically tying you down. It can also be turned around faster. It might be faster to sell. There's no fees to selling it. So, you know, there are many investments, and each investment kind of has its own use case. And I think one of the interesting things here is that this is a consideration as an alternative investment. Whether it should be your entire investment strategy, absolutely not. Yeah. You know, perhaps as a small thing. And perhaps it's also quite, what's quite interesting is we have so many customers that come to sell to us at Lux City, and they don't even know that their watches have appreciated so much. So I think many people would have bought these luxury items, you know, just to enjoy them. And they are so surprised to see how much money they make at the end. Very often, much more than they paid for it. And that's why this idea has come about as this as an investment, not as an investment strategy, but that it can have a good return.
Michael Zahariev, co-founder of Lux City, thanks so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening, taking us through investing in luxury, strategies around that, and the appreciation of prices. Really appreciate your time tonight.
Great to be with you once again.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.